Translation: when all the sons of Prachanibari left home to execute austerities, they met Lord Shiva, who, out of great mercy, instructed them about the absolute truth. All the sons of Prachanibari meditated upon the instructions, chanting and worshipping them with great care and attention. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is clear that to perform austerities or penances, or for that matter, any form of devotional service, one has to be guided by a spiritual master. Here it is clearly stated that the 10 sons of Maharaj Prachanibari were favored by the appearance of Lord Shiva, who out of great kindness gave them instructions regarding the execution of austerities. Lord Shiva actually became the spiritual master of the 10 sons, and in turn his disciples took his words so seriously that simply by meditating upon his instructions, jayantaha, they became perfect. This is the secret of success. After being initiated and receiving the orders of the spiritual master, the disciple should unhesitatingly think about the instructions or orders of the spiritual master and should not allow himself to be disturbed by anything else. This is also the verdict of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who, while explaining a verse of Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmaka Buddhir, Akeha Kurunandana, Bhagavad Gita 2.4.1, points out that the order of the spiritual master is a life-size substance of the disciple. The disciple should not consider whether he is going back home, back to Godhead. His first business should be to execute the order of his spiritual master. Thus, a disciple should always meditate on the order of the spiritual master, and that is perfectional meditation. Not only should he meditate upon that order, but he should find out the means by which he can perfectly worship and execute it. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurma Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Bhashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, well, thank you once again for giving me the honor of, I don't know if it's a lead-up class, because I think it's the actual marathon starts today, is that right? So giving me the honor to be the first to speak. this particular verse is talking about the secret of success, that the disciple should unhesitatingly think about the order of the spiritual master and should not allow himself to be disturbed by anything else. So, this is a quote from Srila Prabhupada about his instruction he received from his spiritual master. He said, "We believed in the words of our spiritual master and started in a humble way, in a helpless way, but due to the spiritual force of the order of the supreme authority, this movement has become a success." So, we are very fortunate that through Srila Prabhupada's lectures and purports, conversations, we have so many instructions from Srila Prabhupada by which we can make our lives successful. Of course, so many hundreds and thousands of instructions can be distilled down into very, very simple instructions that Srila Prabhupada would repeat over and over again, especially in his purports. You'll find he repeats certain messages over and over again because he considers them to be the most important. There's very simple instructions like chant 16 rounds, right? Or chant be happy, or what else? Always remember Krishna and never forget him, right? These are very simple instructions that are the essence of all of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Srila Prabhupada also said, "I've given you everything. Do not change anything," right? But what about his instructions about book distribution? Now, I was, just reading, going through Srimad Bhagavatam, as you do, and you come across so many purports where Srila Prabhupada stresses book distribution, giving Krishna to others. He repeats it over and over again. And I was very curious as to how many times Srila Prabhupada actually talked about book distribution. So I was kind of trying to do a little research to see if somebody's actually worked that out. And I did find, actually, that one devotee, his name is Prahlad Nrsingha. He was on Krishna.com or something, Krishna News, ISKCON News, I think it was. So he's actually gone through and taken all, I don't know, maybe Vishwambhar Prabhu, you've read them all. There are some very, very famous quotes, but he's got pages and pages and pages. And what I found interesting is that he listed them under particular headings. So I'm just going to read you the headings because I found it so interesting. And then under those headings, you can go and find hundreds of quotes, instructions from Srila Prabhupada about book distribution. He said books are the basis, right? It's right there up on the board. Books are the basis. So there's about 10 titles here. I'm just going to read them. Book distribution is samadhi. Book distributors are quickly recognized by Prabhupada and Krishna. Prabhupada states that so many times. Book distribution is more important than temples and deity worship. Book distribution is the greater kirtan. Book distribution is the most important and pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution is our main business. Book distribution is the best service. Book distribution is the best way to collect money. Preaching means book distribution. Book distribution will save the world. Book distribution methods. Book distribution is not for profit. So under each of those headings, there are many, 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 many quotes taken from Srila Prabhupada's purports, letters, conversations. So if you want to get inspired, please do go and read those, because, I mean, I've got a few quotes here, but in the interest of time, I think I'm going to move on. But, Srila Prabhupada would always say, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. And what I'm going to talk about today, Hare Krishna, I call them three C's. So the three C's, sorry, I'm a teacher, so I do things in that way that are easy to remember. Just like Keshav Maharaj, he does things that are, you know, acronyms and things like that. But three C's. I've got many more qualities or things that, you know, we need to cultivate. Cultivate's also a C, in order to become successful book distributors. But the three that I'm going to talk about today, because I don't have time to talk about the others, there's so many qualities that we have to cultivate in order to become successful book distributors. But the three I'm going to talk about today are compassion, which is an obvious one, courage, and conviction. And if we have time, we could talk about others as well. Compassion is our tool. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada's compassion for us, we would not be here today, right? Especially for us ladies, we would also not be here today because of Srila Prabhupada's compassion and recognizing that we are spirit souls in women's bodies. He allowed us to practice bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada, through his compassion, came to the West. And, of course, compassion, what is compassion? But it's kind of recognizing that everyone is suffering. Everyone is suffering to some degree. Of course, in the world right now, there's so much suffering going on. Yesterday, I was speaking to my sister, and she's not a devotee of Krishna, but she was overwhelmed, you know, she watches news a lot, and she was actually said, I just broke down crying because it's one thing that people are suffering, but then other people are suffering, watching the suffering, because they don't know what to do about it. And they don't have knowledge that underpins the kind of bigger picture of what's happening. And they don't have the knowledge that helps them to also kind of deal with it and to be peaceful and to understand the reasons why these things happen. So just, you know, understanding that everyone, no matter if they're rich or poor, intelligent or, you know, whatever status of life they're in, everyone has got some degree of suffering. And some people are suffering more than others, but everyone's suffering is very great to themselves. So, we can think, well, that person's not suffering that much, but actually, to each person, their suffering is very, very real. So, let's talk about courage, shall we? It takes a lot of courage, actually, to go out of your comfort zone and approach people to give them a book. Whether you're going on the street, that's very challenging. Whether you go to knocking on people's doors or, whatever means, you're just approaching a colleague at work, it takes a lot of courage. But I guess the biggest example of courage is that we can be inspired by is Srila Prabhupada, because you can imagine the courage it took for him to get on a boat and come to an unknown country with his books, to distribute his books. And there are so many other devotees, who've come and, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, whose stories are completely inspiring and can encourage us in our own way to develop some courage to be able to step out of our comfort zone, to step off the path of bhakti. We're walking along the path. And to step off that path to bring someone else onto that path of bhakti. It takes a lot of courage. I'm reminded of one of my god sisters. Her name is Mandakini. She's actually joined here in the UK. But she was one of the first devotees. Well, Srila Prabhupada asked her to go to Russia. One of the first Western devotees. Well, she was the first Western devotee to go. I guess Shamasundara also was. Yeah, Shamasundara went with Prabhupada, but she was the first. I think they paved the way before Prabhupada went. Yeah. So I just wanted to share with you, she was going on a train trying to smuggle Srila Prabhupada's books into Russia. And it was illegal, so, she could have been imprisoned. And while she was on the train, the police or whatever, the authorities came through, and they were asking people to examine their baggage. And she didn't know what to do because she had these books with her. Somehow, by Krishna's divine arrangement, she met a diplomat on the train. I think he may have been from the Indian embassy. And the authorities are not allowed to look in the briefcases of diplomats. So at the final moment, she got the diplomat to put the books in his briefcase, and somehow or other, that took such great courage. And also just praying like anything, for some divine intervention. So devotees like Mandakini, or today I think they're celebrating Tribhuvanath Prabhu, his disappearance day today, the Gurukul, if anybody wants. Huh? Oh, it's his birthday on Monday. Yeah, birthday on Monday. And he was also very fearless in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, going to Middle Eastern countries. He was imprisoned. It took a lot of courage. And then, we have devotees like in Armenia that were handwriting the books. Handwriting the books. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Because they could be imprisoned for distributing books, handwriting and distributing the books. And then when they did get caught and put in prison, they were having to make beads out of salted bread so that they could chant in prison. I don't know if anyone's read that book. So here in England, it's not really, I think the previous book distributors have paved the path. We used to get arrested on the streets in London all the time. But now, no one bothers you. No one bothers you. Someone may be slightly rude to you sometimes, but seriously, it doesn't take that much courage to actually, go out and try and distribute a book. People are generally very friendly, very favorable. And the most you're going to get is someone going to walk past you, or you're going to knock on someone's door and say, no, thank you. So we're in a very advantageous situation. And, but, still, you have to come out of your comfort zone. And, I'm going to go on to conviction in a minute because I think, I think I'll go on to conviction now in the interest of time. But I think knowing that, well, being convinced, conviction, the word convinced is in the word conviction. So being convinced that these books are not mundane books, being convinced that this process of book distribution is not a mundane activity, it is totally mystical. Being convinced that you're never alone, that actually when you're out on books distribution, you got your gurus, Srila Prabhupada, the whole parampara are there, isn't it, Vishwambar? They're actually there with you, supporting you and helping you, and are smiling down upon you and so pleased, showering flowers on you just for your endeavor of actually having the courage to go out and try and distribute. Even if you are standing there and you're so shy and don't want to even, you know, approach the first person, still, it will be a success. And this class is all about, it's all about success, isn't it? The secret of success. So, what about conviction? So, look, most of us, put up your hands if you've come to Krishna consciousness through a book. I definitely did, right? Right? Many, many of us, I mean, I know when I received a Bhagavad Gita on the street, it was a start of my revolution. Start your revolution. Look, the books are there. They're the start. And there are so many stories. And if you are convinced that these books have a power, even if they're just in someone's home, on the bookshelf, they have a power to influence somebody in that household. And we've heard stories like that where somebody got a book and they put it on the bookshelf, and then later on their son, you know, picked up the book years later. So, you know, they have a magnetic and power and a transformative power. It's really incredible. I want to share with you a kind of a funny story, but and I'm sure many of you have so many stories, but I just thought this one was quite funny. So there was a lady that was at work, and outside of her workplace, the devotees used to chant and to distribute books. And she was very annoyed by it. Somehow or another, it just ruffled her in the wrong way. And she would go into her office and complain to her colleagues all the time, those, whatever, I can't even say, Hare Krishnas, you know, and making so much noise, and they're trying to, you know, share their books with people. And she would constantly go on like this, and, you know, day after day, she'd have something to say about the Hare Krishnas. Well, when it came time to Christmas, her colleagues decided, as a joke, that they would actually give her a gift of some Krishna books. They wrapped them up all nicely. And when, you know, she was so happy to get a present, and when she opened it up, it was Krishna books. So, she actually did take them home, and she put them in her bathroom, in her toilet room. You know, she had a place to put books. Some people do read in the toilets. And she did. She actually read a little bit while she was sitting on her throne. She read a little bit. Well, you know what? That lady is now an initiated devotee. Hare Krishna. So, you may not have the conviction now, but through doing book distribution, you will gain the conviction. Just last week, I met her in the summer, but there was one lady last year who got a book in Winchester. Her name is Catherine. I don't know if she's listening. But she came along because they gave her the card for you have an event in January, right? She came along to that event, and after that, she registered. I think she came one more time to the manor, and then she registered for the Vedanta retreat, wellness retreat with Radha Govinda, and my husband was also, we were also doing a bhakti retreat. So she came and registered for that, and when she was on the retreat, she decided she didn't want to do the wellness bit. She wanted to do the bhakti bit. And she was here just last week for Govardhan Puja. She was in Leicester on Sunday for an initiation. She's just gone from there, whoo, like that. And that was just from receiving a book on the street. I mean, she is really, just made such rapid advancement because These books have the power. You need to be convinced. They have the power to reach just the right person at the right time when they are ready. We've heard other stories of people who are in distress and even wanting to take their own lives, and then a book appears on the bench beside them. There's another story of this: somebody was clearing out their flat, and so they gave a whole bunch of books, including some Krishna books, to the charity shop. And years later, they were in a different position, but somebody was throwing out some books, and they went and rummaged through, and what did they find? A Bhagavad Gita with his own name on it. The book had come back to him. So this is the power of this book. So if you can become convinced, and as I'm saying, if you're not convinced now through your own experience, then as you go out, you will meet people, and then you will invite them to the temple, and then you will see, or you will hear stories. People will come to the temple and tell you, I got a book 10 years ago, but I put it on my shelf. You know, when we do hospitality, we meet people that say things like that. So we've got compassion, we've got courage, and we've got conviction. And I'll add another C to that, which is creativity. And using your intelligence and creativity to distribute books. So, I mean, I know many of us here have distributed books in all kinds of places, right? Not just on the street. We've been to pop festivals. We've been to shows. We've been, you know, I don't know, on the beach. We've been all over services, right? But you need to use your creativity in order. Some people are very shy, so I know there are some devotees, and they may be listening now. They decided they were going to put books in those kind of mobile library boxes that you see. They sponsored books, and they decided, and they went around and they put books. So you can use your, you know, pray to Krishna to give you the intelligence, and you can be a little creative in the way that you distribute books. I see on the table there you've got little bundles, and they're all wrapped up nicely. So, you know, that's really a nice thing that, you know, just packaging up and making them presentable, that took a little bit of thought and creativity to do that. So you can sponsor books. They have the Gita Project where they put books in prisons and hospitals, hotels, not just the Bible, but they'll have the Bhagavad Gita there as well. I know in India, I stayed in a hotel, I opened the drawer, and there was a Bhagavad Gita. So there are many, many ways in which we can distribute, you know, Srila Prabhupada's knowledge and wisdom. And, yeah, like it says transcendental knowledge is the best gift to receive and to give, right? So we are running a little bit low on time because of a wonderful morning program. But we need to tap into the generosity we have in our heart, the gratitude that we have for everything that we have today, this practice of bhakti for our community, for our friendships, for the knowledge that we read from the scriptures, to the wonderful kirtans and the wonderful japa meditations we do. All of this gratitude, we need to actually share it out and share it with people. That's called generosity of heart. I know sometimes when I'm in a kirtan, this is just something I do. It's not anything scriptural, but I put my hands up and I try to take in the mantras and then I try to send it out, you know, because believe me, this world needs a lot of healing and a lot of love. So, you know, I know Vaisheshika says, what does he say? We are ambassadors of goodwill and agents of mercy. So, I think, you know, if we have that gratitude in our hearts for whatever Srila Prabhupada gave us, and we have the determination, we didn't go through that, but determination to actually follow the instructions, knowing just how pleasing book distribution was to him, then, you know, we're gonna touch people's hearts. I know when people meet devotees, they're kind of, they've never, I had the experience, I never actually met people that were kind of so, what can I say, sometimes eccentric, but quite unusual, but very, you know, effulgent and beaming and full of enthusiasm. The enthusiasm that Adiguru's kirtan that we just had just now, that enthusiasm, you bring that out with you when you meet people and try to share a little of Krishna. Also being part of a team. I know some of my happiest memories were when I was on the Sankirtan team or the Sankirtan party. It was a party. And even if you're not part of a party that's going out every day, but we're all part of Lord Chaitanya's party. You know, all of the, this is like the living Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, our pastimes, the things that we share with each other as we're trying to share Krishna with each other and with so many others. It's all a lila, really. It really is. And brings us so much happiness. And reuniting souls to Krishna brings them the utmost happiness, but it also brings us the most happiness as well. And we can help people on a material level, and we do, you know, feeding them and helping them with it. But giving transcendental knowledge, I think, as you say, is a gift for a lifetime. It's something that's going to help them deeply for the rest of their life. It's going to change their life. It's going to cause a revolution in their life, isn't it? So, I just wanted to, I share a funny story with you in terms of determination and creativity. There's one Prabhupada disciple, his name was Mrigapati. He's not actually alive anymore, but he was determined that he was going to knock on every single door, you know, when he was out on Sankirtan. So maybe you've heard this story before. Have you heard it? Yeah. So he was knocking on doors, and then he knocked on one door. There was one that said no entrance or something. Something was happening, session in progress, but he definitely went through that door. And when he went through that door, there was a big kind of convention happening. And the person at the front, he saw him and he said, "Oh, you brought the prizes." So it was some kind of presentation. And he went up with his book bag with all the books. And they distributed these books as gifts to all these people for something. So I thought that was really quite nice. I wanted to read this beautiful quote by Srila Prabhupada. About being a part, as I talked about, being a part of a party of this great movement. Prabhupada says, "Regarding printing our books and literatures, I may inform you in this connection that I saw one bulletin of Indian Railways in which it was specifically advised that every railway servant should see to it that the wheels of the carriages or vehicles must be moving always, which means that the railway is going nicely. Similarly, all of us should see that our literatures are profusely distributed. That means that our missionary work is going on nicely. Otherwise, we are simply sleeping and eating." That was a letter to Karandar in Nairobi in October 1971. So this is not a stagnant movement. It's a movement of our hearts. It's a movement of, you know, trying to share Krishna and have some impact in the world. You know, I mean, the world is not a nice place at the moment. Kali Yuga is progressing so, so quickly. But, you know, the more we can, you know, I mean, Srila Prabhupada actually said, I think Dhananjaya Prabhu said this on Srila Prabhupada's deathbed, that he said, what did he say? Like, it's the damage has already been done. Like, my book's already out there. You know, they're going to, and as I say, they have power. So they're going to act. But still, we need to get more and more and more literatures out there. When we think of Srila Prabhupada's, you know, going out in Delhi just in the early days, distributing his BTGs, you know, in the heat, and, you know, kind of passing out and going from tea shop to tea shop, we should inspired and we should be inspired and understand how important this distribution of literature was for him. So I think class is about to finish, but I just wanted to read this beautiful quote, and it's, do I have it? Oh, yeah. It's Bhakti Sri Maharaj sings this beautiful song, Tava Katamritam. You know, many of you have heard it. Tava Katamritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibirijanam Kalam Sapaharam Shravan Mangalam Sri Madhatatam Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhuri Dajanaha. And the translation is, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Reuniting souls to Krishna will lead to their greatest happiness and your greatest happiness. It is a win-win situation. I don't know if that's actually in the quote. I think that's something that I wrote. But actually, it is. You've got nothing to lose by going out of your comfort zone, having the courage and conviction with some compassion and gratitude in your heart to distribute books. You can't lose. You can only win. You can only win. So let us be a part of this great Sankirtan winter, what do you call it, winter marathon, right? Winter marathon. And we can either take a book, gift a book, sponsor a book. But yeah, let's try and come together as a Sankirtan, united Sankirtan team here at Bhaktivedanta Manor to, make our lives a success by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and pleasing him to no end. I know that when Srila Prabhupada would read the, Sankirtan newsletters, he just would live to hear, there are many quotes, you can read all those quotes on, he would live to hear those Sankirtan scores. So I think, do you read out the scores here anymore? During Guru Puja, you'll be reading out the scores. We want to hear, yeah. And I mean, it was really highly competitive in the early days. I think now it's a little bit, they do it as teams and things like that, so that no. But sir, even if you just distribute one book, your life will be a success. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry.
Oh. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I got instructed by some senior Vaishnavis to mention this. Sorry if it's going to be slightly uncomfortable. We are very grateful to have your good association, and I believe it's your appearance day today.
Thank you. Please.
So,
yeah. So please bless me that I can also please Srila Prabhupada and follow his instructions. And carry on serving Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Ram Lakshman Hanuman, here at Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Hare Krishna. We are again very grateful to have your good association. And I don't think what we can say will make justice to what you did as offering to Prabhupada and to Radha Gokulananda. But please trust us that we are very grateful, very happy, and always very, very humbled by your wonderful presence and your way that you're guiding the society and the Bhaktivedanta Manor congregation.
Thank you. Thank you, Antaranga. And thank you to Antaranga for leading the charge. Antaranga Prabhu Ki Jai. He's leading the charge of this beautiful transcendental dancing. And it's like when you go on Sankirtan and you get in the zone, it's like a dance, like we were dancing today. When you go on Sankirtan and you actually pray to become an instrument of mercy, an agent of mercy, an instrument of the parampara to distribute, you actually get into a beautiful flow, isn't it, Vishwambar Prabhu and Adi Guru? Prabhu, you know, it's like a dance, and it's a really beautiful thing. So, yeah. Thank you.
Her Grace Mother Guru Charana Padma Ki. Srila Prabhupada
Ki. Haribo. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai. Oh, Adi Guru Prabhu wants the final. Thank you, Adi Guru Prabhu. And so many wonderful examples here, book distributors, you know. So they've been, you know, distributing in all kinds of ways.
Sankirtan. Like, I think the best thing is when you stop someone and they don't want the book and they kind of like just want to be polite and then go, but you say something that turns them and makes them want the book. So the words of the devotee just makes them curious. I'll take the book, and that's one of the most wonderful things, you know. I was just thinking of a Sankirtan story because you got me in the mood.
Oh, great. Yeah, please share.
So this was a long time
ago. There should be a book of Sankirtan stories. Is there
a
book?
Yeah, there used to be an old one from an English or British one. So
all
we went
about
to
Krishna's
this town.
Magic. Yeah, magic.
We went to this town in Essex, Basildon. The police threw us out, four of us. Mm-hmm. So we drove out, and we were in the car at the traffic lights on a dual carriageway at the front. Right at the front, and this car pulled up next to us, and the guy pulled down the window and showed us a first canto Bhagavatam. He says, "Hey guys, look, you know, this man in his 40s.
Yeah.
And we just printed the second canto, part one. So I was in the driver's seat next. I said, "Oh, we've just got the next one now. Take it with you." And by this time, the lights had turned green, and we started driving really slowly, and all the traffic was behind us. So we threw the book into his car, and I said, "You have to give a donation." So he leaned over and we got a £5 note, and it was the fastest book ever distributed.
Oh my God.
30 miles an hour.
Vishwabhar, you can share a story, one story, please.
My story is happy birthday.
you make me happy by sharing.
You are
story.
A grace to the, to the community and to the world. Uh-huh. Thank you for your wonderful service of book distribution and for inspiring devotees up to the, you know, to the later age of our lives, which is very, many devotees, they like puff of smoke, you know, they do some book distribution. Prabhupada said it just do it for a year at least, mm-hmm. but some they stay on into the front line and into the fire. And you and your husband, you've been exemplary on that.
I think once a book distributor, always a book distributor. Even if you don't go out every day, you're always in the mood of that, of, you know, pleasing Srila Prabhupada by distributing books. And you're the greatest example. You share your stories every day on Facebook of these magical moments that you have, you know, meeting conditioned souls, you know, on the path, looking, you know, to reunite with Krishna. So thank you so much for your incredible example. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Bol.